Johnson's going to fight him all the way up to the line. Who'll get there first? Kelly, I reckon. No, Johnson got him.
Three laps to go.
The driver's seat.
It's redemption day for Daniel Ricciardo. He wins the Monaco Grand Prix.
The driver's seat with Matt McKeldin and Stephen Johnson for Kubota. Together, we are building Australia.
Oh, yeah, there was an absolute rush earlier in the week for any team that was in Victoria to make their way up north. Welcome to the driver's seat. My name is Nib Zazor, joined, as always, by Matt McKeldin and Stephen Johnson. Boys, it's been a weird week, hasn't it?
Mate, what a shocker. I mean, you know, let's we don't want to be all down and serious and this sort of, because that's not what our show's all about, but we like to have a bit more fun than that. But, you know, just a terrible situation for Victoria, the people in it, and the worry and the concern. And then, yes, in our little micro world of motorsport, wow, boy, did they jump to it, Steve. And, you know, you wake up one day and you've got to pack your bags and pack the truck and get the hell out of Dodge and potentially not see your family until after October, which I just can't fathom.
No, same. It's for some families, you'd probably be stoked. But
but
for families like our family and a lot of families that are pretty close, that'd be devastating. And, you know, I feel for the teams, I feel for everyone in Victoria, to be fair. I guess everyone that's done the right thing, to be honest.
Well, here's the frustrating thing, because obviously we do this show out of SEN in Melbourne. It goes around Australia, and there's a lot of supercars teams that are based in Melbourne. And I first saw the rumblings of this story when I was going through the socials, and Andrew Van Leeuwen, who does a fantastic job on motorsport.com, you can follow him at AVL Melbourne. Underline that Melbourne part there, because he's also in the same boat that I am, and many other Victorians and Victorian motorsport fans are in too. And he joins us now. AVL, thanks for taking a bit of time, mate, and thanks for welcome back to the driver's seat.
It's my absolute pleasure. How are you going?
It's weird times. It's absolute weird times. Matt and Steve, obviously, up in Queensland, it's a bit different there.
Living the high life.
Yes, banana benders. Walking around in the Queensland work boots, which are the double pluggers, of course, and watching the news, boys, down there of all that you're going through. I mean, you know, we had lockdown in Queensland, of course. It was all around the nation. But to see you guys have to go through it again must be very difficult. All my family's a Melbourne family, and it must be a very difficult thing to be going through, even though you've already gone through it once before.
Look, it's one of those things that I think the sort of sense here for the last, let's say, 24 hours since it was made formal that it was going to happen, it's just disbelief, because, yeah, we've already done it. You know, we've sort of been through it, and now we've got to go through it again. And I guess the difference this time is that at least the rest of the country, things are going fairly well. And if you look at it from you talked about sort of the microcosm of motorsport, at least there seems to be, you know, the opportunity for the show to go on, you know, and it was so difficult last time to see exactly how it was going to go on, or when it was going to go on, or how it was going to work. Whereas at least now, thanks to the sacrifice of all the Melbourne teams, the fact they got out of here so quickly and they coordinated that huge effort in a fairly short amount of time, you know, at least that show can go on. So that's some sort of small positive, but it's still an enormously sort of crappy situation for, you know, myself and everyone else that's down here in the cold and the wet, that's going to spend the next sort of 6 weeks sitting at home without too many places to go and too much to do.
Mate, it's pretty nuts, isn't it, when you think about how little a time they had to not only get the cars ready for the race meeting, but also, you know, they can't just pack and just get things ready for one meeting. They've got to effectively try to do what they need to do for 3-4 meetings possibly before we even look like going back, or they even look like going back to Melbourne. So for some of those teams that raced, 6 of those supercar teams that raced out of Victoria before it was closed down, some have relocated to SMP, to the track. Some, like Kelly Racing, have gone to the Kelly's Mildura Ranch. So it's one of those things that I guess, you know, Lee Holdsworth, we'll talk about this a little bit more, but Lee Holdsworth and Todd Hazelwood, they're all praised. You know, everyone's doing what they can and helping each other out to get through this and you know, to keep the show on the road, so to speak.
I guess the toughest thing is, you know, you talked about, is it two races, is it three races, is it five races, is it eight races? Just not knowing that is the hard part, you know, not knowing when the return date is. I'm sure that at some point, you know, they're going to develop a picture of when the team should be able to get back, but we don't know now if Sandown's going to go ahead or whether that's going to be at the Bend, or is there going to be double headers in Darwin? Is there going to be double headers everywhere to try and get some racing in sort of during this 6 week, you know, at least 6 week window of the lockdown here? I guess that's what would be really difficult. Probably the one thing that'll help, you would think that in terms of, you know, parts and this and that, the, you know, the freight networks are continuing, so getting stuff from one place to another will be possible. You know, teams will be able to access bits and pieces. But, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the video that Kelly Racing put out yesterday, but, I mean, they were sitting around on Monday morning with the engine and gearboxes out of the cars, you know, yeah, overhauling that stuff, you know, and suddenly they're going, well, we have to get this stuff in the car, get some wheels on the car and be able to put it in the truck and get out of here. And they got to Mildura at 10 past 12. So, I mean, they really cut it fine. And I think in a lot of cases it was cut pretty fine. So, you know, that's an extraordinary thing for these people to go through and to be able to make that decision on the fly that, yeah, okay, I'm comfortable leaving. I'm comfortable enough to leave having no idea when I'm going to come back. And that's there's an emotional price tag that goes along with that as well, you know. So that's something you've really got to consider as well. And I guess what's probably made it tough, if you think about it, it's not just about the drivers. It's about the mechanics. It's about the people that work for the team. That all happened before this lockdown was announced. So there's people that have left their partners, they've left their partners with children that now have to go back to the homeschooling. And just that's going to be... There's going to be an emotional toll on those guys, and it's going to be a tough slog. Even though they won't necessarily be subject to the lockdown, they're going to be feeling it because they've got family going through it. So it really is just an incredibly tough time. I think it's going to be a tough period for those teams that have had to make that decision to get out of here.
And you're right, and I think one of the things that this whole episode has now shown us is that this is the third iteration of the calendar. And I think we can't sit back now and say that it's definitely going to be, we're going to be here, we're definitely going to be at Sandown, we're definitely going to be there, because things can change ever so quickly. And so it throws in many ways the whole championship into, what's the right word? Not disarray, but it makes it very hard to plan. Uncertainty, that's the word. If you're going to go and take your family to go and see the races and you're going to go to the, you can't do any of that sort of, how do you book flights? How do you get anywhere? So even from a crowd perspective, I think it's going to be very hard. I mean, when I was talking to a couple of guys from SEN on Monday, AVL, there was talk even that we were going to be bringing SMP forward to this actual weekend, not next weekend. They were going to bring the whole thing forward. How close did it get to that?
I don't know exactly how close. There was definitely a lot of talk. So Monday was one of those sort of remarkable days to be a journalist where, you know, I started to sort of, you see that the border's going to close. You start to get a couple of messages going, hey, these teams are going to go. But I didn't believe it. I honestly didn't believe it. And even when I wrote the first story saying there's this plan in place to relocate these teams today, it was one of the things that I thought, but they won't actually go through with it. Surely. Mm. Surely there's going to be a hurdle somewhere. Or it would have just taken one driver to go, nah, I'm not comfortable doing that. Or, you know, like someone couldn't find a dog sitter or, you know, something. There was so many things that had to fall into place for it to happen. So, you know, I definitely heard that there was talk that they would try and bring it forward to this week. But I think that was when the idea was to minimise the downtime. And I guess the clearer it became that this was not a one-week trip. This wasn't about getting Sydney done. This is about getting a whole heap of races done. The urgency to actually host a race weekend this, you know, right now probably faded a little bit because it wasn't about, okay, well, let's try and get these guys up and back and make sure they're not on the road for too long because they're going to be on the road for a long time. I think if the plan goes ahead, as we sort of all, I think, are hearing that it may need to go ahead, it's going to be weeks and weeks and months and who actually knows, you know, with what happens with that September race meeting and that sort of stuff. So I guess the pressure at that point came off trying to get something done this weekend because this is not a short-term proposition.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, what about you know, moving forward and thinking forward, there's obviously other categories like myself and Matt here, which run with the ARG side of things too. We were tainted to start August 14, 15 at SMP, which was going to be, you know, us and TCR and S5000 and all the main both Porsche categories.
Yep.
Is there any word there on that? Because from you know, where I'm sitting and looking in my crystal ball, it's going to affect that as well, because a lot of those teams and ARG are Melbourne based.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it will. I don't know exactly how it will, but you'd have to think that at some point, I mean, there's too many competitors based down here to think that they can just go without them and carry on across those categories. I mean, you look at S5000, for example. I mean, you know, Gary Rogers, that's the heartbeat of that whole series, basically. You know, it sort of works around that team, and they're down here. So I would think that unless there's some drastic changes, and I guess it really depends on what happens with exemptions and that sort of stuff. And what it probably really depends on is just what happens in terms of, you know, case numbers and the way things track here over the next 2 or 3 weeks in terms of whether we're heading in a good direction or whether we're heading in a bad direction, because that's going to determine whether people are going to be able to get those exemptions and that stuff for that to go on. But I would imagine that at, you know, at Motorsport Australia HQ and at ARG HQ, there's a fair bit of talk about, well, what's our backup plan here? Because getting our teams out of Victoria as soon as at that August race meeting in Sydney could well prove pretty difficult.
Let's do a doomsday scenario. Let's do, it gets out of control again. It's out of control in Victoria, obviously in Melbourne Metro. It gets out of control into Sydney as well. Could you see, AVL, that all racing, supercars, ARG, club racing, everything,
2020 is just wiped.
Can you see it? Absolute doomsday. Could you see it get just wiped and shut down, and then let's all play again, whatever the first round's going to be next year?
I'll be perfectly honest, absolutely. And maybe that's a little bit of just the sort of cloud of depression that's sort of hanging around the air here at the moment, you know, it is doom and gloom. It feels like doom and gloom because we're literally, you know, 4 hours away from lockdown starting again for potentially 6 weeks. So, for sure. I think what this sort of second wave here or this outbreak here has taught us is that, you know, like you were saying before, there's no guarantees. It was all going so well. It was all going in the right direction. And, you know, the calendar, the second version, remember that, you know, we only had a second version of the calendar. That wasn't so much to do with what was happening in terms of, you know, the coronavirus and everything. That was more about, you know, contracts and TV contracts and that sort of stuff. It was became more feasible to fit the calendar into 2020 because things were going quite well. You know, I reckon there was probably a time in let's say April, where if you'd asked someone at Supercars, honestly, if they thought they'd host the race meeting in June, they would have said, absolutely no way. And they did. So, you know, we had the second version of the calendar almost helped by the fact things were going well, but it's just changed so quickly.
Yep.
It's just changed so quickly, you know, and that's, so I think we can't take anything for granted and we can't guarantee anything at this point. It's going to be about, and that's why I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if we actually see a bit more racing in the next period than perhaps was initially planned. I don't know that for sure, but you would think that surely the idea of double headers and that's been discussed, because if we want to have enough racing to crown a champion, we probably need to get on with it, because you just don't quite know what's around the corner with this thing.
Yeah,
you could literally do, we're doing the second one at Sydney, you could do a double header in Darwin, do a double header in Townsville, don't know about that because it's a street race, but you maybe could be able to do that, come down to a double header at Queensland Raceway. Now, all of a sudden, what do you need to do? You get 8 rounds or something or 8 races, so to speak, to get a champion. Then you can have a couple of months break and then go to Bathurst, and Bathurst could be it. And then just put them under a blanket and let it go until the start of next year.
Yeah, I mean, or the other option is that, you know, the Bend is there as well, and it would sort of appear, there's talk that, you know, the Bend will move back into that September slot, that you could go there a bit earlier and host a doubleheader there or something as well. You know, that's sort of quite ideally set up in terms of having hotels and all that sort of stuff at the circuit as well, which makes a big deal when it comes to convincing state governments that this whole thing's a good idea. Having places of accommodation like that on site makes a big difference, because you can sort of create that hub atmosphere. So, you know, there's that option as well, and that's something that I you know, I feel like at the moment you could say everything's been, like, you could talk about a hub on the moon and it would almost be, it might have been brought up in a meeting somewhere. You know, like, there's almost nothing that hasn't, you know, you can say, oh, I'm sure they've talked about that, because, geez, I bet, like, you know, you wouldn't want to be running the sport right now, would you, really? Like, it would just be an absolute nightmare, because
or
I bet...
the country or the state of Victoria.
No, exactly. I think everything's been on the table at some point.
Well, AVL, as you said, we've probably got about, anyone in Victoria has probably got about, Metro Victoria, I should stress that out, it's probably got about 4 more hours of, how we can live now before we go into lockdown. So we thank you for taking some time to join us. Again, we... always on top of things when it comes to breaking motorsport stories. So make sure you follow AVL on Twitter at AVL Melbourne. As I said, Andrew Van Leeuwen, thank you once again for being on the driver's seat.
It's been great. Thanks, guys.